Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today, and today I am really hoping here that my signal stays strong. We're kind of in the middle of a thunderstorm off and on all day today, so hopefully my radio signal stays strong and don't have a lot of interruption. So if there's really just life-changing rituals to really change anxiety, if you are in that cycle where you're constantly feeling anxious and overwhelmed, you know that that's just really no way to live. So today, I kind of put together what I called five life-changing rituals for the anxious and overwhelmed, because usually anxiety and overwhelm kind of go hand in hand, right? And living with anxiety and overwhelm, it really can be debilitating. So learning to free yourself is really a step-by-step process that, when you regularly practice it, changes the way that, number one, that your body response to the stressful situation, which is, that's key right there, is changing the response, and really starts to show you that you have a choice to choose something different, which is really number two. And I'm going to say the choice to choose something different, because oftentimes if you are a looper in the energy of anxiety, to me, that tells you that you're chronically overwhelmed with information. You have a chronic overwhelm issue, which I'm going to tell you that probably 90% of this world does. And I know that that was true for me as well. I was chronically overwhelmed with information. And when I learned how to really receive information, when I learned how to stay present in my body, which is what I'm going to talk really a lot about today, I was able to change my life from being in that space of being consciously anxious and overwhelmed, to really being strong, firm, and able to make decisions in a way where, number one, I can make decisions fast, right? If you're in that anxiety and overwhelm, you loop and like, what do I do, right? It's really, really, really hard to make a decision. And then when you do make a decision, you continually overthink, did I do the right thing? Was that the right choice? You know, and then there's that cycle of always feeling like maybe you made the wrong decision, and then comes maybe if something bad happened, or something that you quote unquote didn't want to happen, right? Then you loop in that, feeling guilty, feeling more anxiety, feeling more and more like you don't know how to make decisions, indecisiveness, right? I mean, really, this really affects you in every single area of your life. When you are looping in anxiety, when you are a conscious being of your choices, of the things that are available to you, everything changes. So today I want to talk about, how do we go from being this anxious and overwhelmed with information and go to being that space of consciousness and awareness where we can make choices from the space of us? Because that's really truly what's going on here, is you're getting separated from who you be. And that separation is really what causes the anxiety, because when you're not in you, it's almost impossible to make choices that are actually going to work for your life. Yeah, so let's take some nice deep breaths today and really, truly just really connect within our bodies. So take some nice deep breaths. Nice deep breaths. We want to slow everything down. You know, I talk about this often, and it's one of those things that I think you don't really understand until you feel it. But I talk about the quickening a lot, especially with my private clients. I'm like, you know, you're in the quickening. If you're in the quickness, you're not in you. And that quickness is really part of the overwhelm structure. It's really part of tying you into not being able to be present in your body. When you're in the quickness energy, to me, the quickening energy almost has like a, it has a noise with it. And I think it took me a long time to be able to hear the noise, but the noise is kind of like a wow, 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 wow noise that's very, very faint, and it's in the back of the quickening energy. And when you're in the quickening, most of us live a majority of our life in the quickening. And I can say I lived much of my life in the quickening energy until I learned how to slow down from the inside, right? And really processing information is a big part of that, not going into the overwhelm. And again, today we're talking about anxiety and overwhelm, how they go hand in hand, because really, really starts with, and I talked about this last week, and I talk about this often, you know, your body is a receiving organ. Your body is receiving information from everywhere all the time. And I don't care how much you try to protect yourself and how much, you know, energy and shields and angels and God sources and archangels that you put around you, you cannot protect yourself from the fact that your body is a receiving organ. It's receiving information from all the people all the time. And you have to learn how to be that receiver so your body isn't continuously resisting information, which is pushing you out of your body, which is causing that structure of overwhelm in your life. So I'm going to go back to breathing. And as we're doing this here, what I really want you to feel is how you go to that slowdown, how you go from the quickening, from the wah, 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 wah energy to that fast energy that feels like it's kind of like penetrating through your whole body to kind of the slow and low of who you be. Your body is slow and low, and it has a ease and a frequency of relaxation that when you tap into who you be, you don't have that quickening energy. So let's take some nice deep breaths. I just totally went on like a 5-minute rampage about that. Go ahead and take some nice deep breaths. Yeah, nice deep breath. And just really allow yourself to connect to your body. So this is actually part of my 5 life-changing rituals. Number one is breathing. Really take some time to take some nice deep breaths. Connect to your body. You know, so often I can say, even in my past, you know, I would realize I'm holding my breath while I'm driving, or I'm holding my breath when I'm doing something that I perceive to be stressful, right? Your breath is what connects you to this reality. This is what keeps your body alive. If you're not breathing, you're not giving your body the oxygen and the life force that it requires. You have to get into the habit of connecting to your body with breath. Yeah, nice deep breath. And then step number two is expanding. And if you've never listened to this show before, or you've never heard me expand, we're going to run through an expansion exercise. And what we're doing here is we're expanding your being, not your body, okay? You are an infinite being, and you have a body. And your being is on the outside, right? Your body is within your being. So your being is this big, huge energy space and consciousness, and this is where all of your viewpoints, points of view, belief systems, this is everything that is creating your life is existing inside your being. And your body's in there too. And so what we're going to do is we're going to expand your being so we can expand out the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be to really get you into more space of you, more ease in your being, more ease in your body. The more space you are, the less contraction you get caught in. You know, it's just like when you expand, you're expanding out the molecules of like a picture, for instance, right? If you zoom in a picture, you're expanding out the molecules of that picture. And when you expand, things that are like contracted kind of just flow right through you. So we're going to expand. So if you've never done this before, just listen to the sound of my voice. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to envision anything. You're just going to listen. And so we're going to go ahead and put our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. And go ahead and expand out as big as the room that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the building that you're in. All the way out. And all the way down. And all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the city that you're in. All the way out. And all the way down. And all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the county that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Yeah, nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath, and go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in. Yeah, nice deep breath. Just every time you feel that nice deep breath, that's just your body relaxing more and more and your being expanding further and further out as big as the country that you're in. And then go ahead and expand out. So go ahead and expand out as big as the planet that we're all on, as big as planet Earth. Yeah, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And we're going to go all the way out as big as planet Earth, becoming one with everyone and everything, and all the way through and all the way through, taking a nice deep breath, really relaxing into that space. Go ahead and make yourself as big as the universe. Nice deep breath. And the multiverse. Times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. Keep going, keep going, keep going, all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. Yeah, nice deep breath. And just really kind of just relax into that space. And if you don't feel relaxed yet, you aren't far enough expanded. So go, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster. Yeah, until you really feel that expansion come over your body and kind of just relax everything. Expanding is one of those things that the more you do it, the more you expand, the more space you become, and really the easier life really becomes. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, it just kind of really connects you into the ease of you. So expanding is one of my favorite exercises. And if you are a head tripper and you are continuously kind of looping in indecisiveness, expanding is one of those things that can really, really, truly help you get out of your head and get into your body. So this is a really, really, really important piece of information that really, truly can help you change your life. Yeah, nice deep breath. So as we kind of are moving on here, I want you to really look at what is everything right now that you're feeling anxious or worried about? Yeah, I just want you to kind of look at what all of those things are. Now what we're going to do here today is these kind of these five life-changing rituals that these are things that I teach my clients on really getting out of the head space, right? And really getting into your body, because your body, again, is a receiving organ, but your body is also this space where it can help you make decisions, okay? Your body is a receiving organ, right? It's receiving information from everyone and everything all of the time. Your head, which is where most of us spend a lot of our time, is kind of this space where your head is always searching for information, right? Your head sorts everything by right and wrong and good and bad. Your head has all of these structures that it's connected to that really kind of, sorts information, right? And your head is a place where your head always has, your brain has this capacity to go to the space where if you talk about let's say your grandma, okay, your head goes to all of the reference points that you have about grandma, all of the decision points you have about grandma, everything that you have stored as real and true about grandma, everything you know is within your head, right? Everything you quote unquote know about grandma is within your head. But then your body knows something even more about grandma, because what happens is your head is filtering, right? Your brain is a filtering organ. Your brain brings information in through your eyes, through your nose, through your mouth, right? And it filters the information to give you a point of view, because that's what your head is programmed to do. I mean, that's what we learn in school, right? From a very young age, we learn how to take the information into our body, process it through our brain, and then our brain spits out the identification based on what we have taught our brain, right? So just like when you look at something, you look at a color, you say, you know, that is orange. And I know that because that's what I have learned, right? That's what your brain has classified that as. And it's the same thing with people, places, and things. Your brain filters through the information, gives you your brain has decided, what you have decided is true about that. Now your body can take in information, and your body has kind of a totally different viewpoint, because your body can take in information and your body can give you information, but your body doesn't speak the information. Like your brain kind of brings the information in, right? And it tells you things. It gives you concrete information, where your body takes in information and your body only gives you sensation, right? Your body can feel things. Have you ever been somewhere and been creeped out by somebody, right? Your body has a reaction. Or somebody said something to you and your brain doesn't even process the information yet, but you feel that reaction in your body. Have you ever had somebody yell at you and you feel the information hit your body? You know, that place where you have that, like, that feeling come over your body. I was just talking to a client about this the other day. We were talking about how someone in their family had said something that was very unkind to them. And even though they didn't believe the unkindness to be true, they still could feel the reaction that their body was having to the information that they were saying. And what we were talking about is, so when you feel that reaction in your body, right, that is actually a wall of energy that's coming at your body that your body feels. It feels that energy, right? When somebody's mad and they're yelling and screaming, it's like, oh, you can feel that energy come over your body. Your body is a receiving organ, right? Before your head even knows how to respond, your body is feeling things. And the thing is your body is always feeling things. Always. Your body is a receiving organ. It's always receiving information. That's why you walk somewhere, if you've ever been in like somewhere that feels kind of creepy, right? You walk down the hall and you feel all the tingles come over your body. You get the chills, right? Or again, if you've been somewhere where somebody's yelled at you, you feel that intensity come over your body, right? Or if you've been in a situation, have you ever been in a situation where something happened and like your body felt the energy before the thing even actually happened? Like One time I hit a deer with my car, and it was kind of one of those moments where it was like I could see it happening before it even happened, and I could almost feel the impact, but there really wasn't much I could do about it, and so I kind of just braced myself for the impact of it, right? Your body is already receiving that information before it happens. And let me tell you, I'm just going to kind of expand on hitting the whole deer thing. It was the first time I'd ever done it. I've only done it one time. It was really kind of one of those moments where it was really surreal for me. And I wasn't going very fast. I was going maybe 15 tops. It was, I had just recently stopped for a bus. So it was kind of one of those times where I hadn't even really started to speed back up yet. And I did come to a complete stop at the very time that I'm going to say ran into the deer, because it wasn't really like I hit it. And the deer kind of flew off to the side for a second. And then the deer got up and looked at me like, "What'd you do that for?" And then ran away. And I was like, "Oh goodness, thank God. I didn't injure it or anything. I probably bruised it a little, but kept on moving." But it was still one of those times where it was kind of that energy where I seen it coming, right? Before it even really happened. And if you've had those times in your life, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're a looper in anxiety, the reason I'm explaining this so greatly is because most of the time when you're looping in anxiety, you're looping in the head. You're not actually looping in the information that you're receiving in your body. So I want you to make that distinction, right? Is if you don't feel it in your body, and your head is just looping in the information, which is often what we do in anxious or anxiety situations, right? We loop in the head noise. So what we're going to do here is, with all of that being said, we need to take something that you're feeling anxious or overwhelmed, worried about. I want you to take that situation, and we're all expanded, right? And I want you to take all of the thoughts, feelings, emotions, all the people, all the situations, every single aspect of what it is that you're worrying about. And I want you to dump all of that out in front of you. Okay, I want you to put all of that out in front of you. Yeah, all of it, 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 all of it. And what we're going to do here is we're going to pull pure positive life force energy. And the reason that we're going to do this is because we want to receive that information into your body. So we're going to go ahead and pull pure positive life force energy from behind all of this stuff that you put out in front of you. Okay, we're going to pull that through it, through the space in between, and we're going to receive all of that energy into your body, taking a nice deep breath. Yeah, just receive from it, breathing and being present with the energy that you receive. So we're just pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving. And it's really, really important here that you don't have any head noise. No head noise, okay? We're not trying to figure this out. We're not trying to look at what we're receiving. We're not trying to, figure out the energy that we're getting. We're just receiving. Pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving. And so what we're doing here is we're receiving information. Because the thing is again, your body is a receiving organ. Okay. So if there's something that you're having anxiety about and you're looping in this, oh, this is going to happen and this is going to happen and this is going to happen and this is terrible and this is awful and this is this and this is that. Okay. What you want to do is number one is you want to really receive information from what it is that you're feeling stress or anxiety about. You want to receive the information because you want to know what's going on and you want to be able to receive that information in your body, because when you receive that information in your body, you get more awareness. Now, the information coming into your body does not have words. It is not, you're not receiving this information so you can come to a conclusion, okay? Or so you can freak out with the energy that you're receiving. Okay, this is not what this is about. This is just about receiving. So this literally, you should have no head noise. If you have head noise, we're not listening to the head noise right now. We're not listening to anything that your mind is saying. We're not listening to anything that your head is saying. We're just receiving. And as we receive, what we're going to do here is, as this energy is still coming into your body, I want you to really just stop looping in the fear, stop deciding that you know what is going to happen, and really get into the awareness of what is possible here. So what we're going to do is we're going to start asking some questions. So this is step number 4, is really getting out of the head noise, getting out of all of this stuff that you have decided that you're looping in anxiety over this situation about. We're going to get out of all of that. And we're going to start asking some questions. Now, this is one of those questions that a lot of times people will kind of go to that, like, oh, I can't believe you asked me that question. Because, again, like, if you have anxiety about the situation, like, I get it. But more times than not, if you ask the direct question that you're looping in fear or worry about, you'll get that that's not even really true. A majority of the time when we're looping in anxiety and overwhelm about a situation, we have come to a conclusion of most of the time worst case scenario, right? Which more than likely is never going to happen. And we're just looping and looping and looping and looping. You know, one of the main things that I know about looping is when you're looping on something and you hear a ton of head noise, it's not true. When you're living in your truth, when you're living in kind of the flow of life, there isn't a looping head noise. There isn't. I don't care who you are, what's going on. When you're living in the flow of truth, there is not a looping head noise. There is a silence within truth. And I don't really know how to explain that. And that goes for even things that we have quote unquote decided are scary. There's a silence within truth. There's a chaos in a loopy kind of uncertainty in things that are not true. So what I want you to do is I want you to take the thing that you're looping out around, take the thing that you're anxious about and ask yourself, truth, is this going to happen or something else? Now, always ask that direct question in which you are worrying or you have anxiety about with the statement, or something else. And I'm not saying or something else because I want you to come to a conclusion about what that other thing is. I'm saying the actual words or something else. Okay, so again, go back to that question that you're having anxiety about, the exact thing that you're hearing yourself having anxiety about. I want you to ask yourself, truth, is this going to happen? And ask the question. Or something else. And take a nice deep breath and go back and ask yourself that question again. Truth, is this going to happen? Or something else? Feel what feels true in your body. The truth always sets you free. The truth always has a lightness. If something feels light and true for you, it's true. If something feels heavy, it's false. So when you ask that direct question, truth, is this going to happen or something else? Which one feels lighter? The truth, is this going to happen or something else? And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say, if you're listening to the show and you just pulled and received from your issue, and then you ask the direct thing that you are looping in, I'm going to go back to, more than likely, the looping is just a conclusion. And when you said, is this going to happen? There was maybe no energy or very little energy of heaviness on it. And when you ask, or something else, there's a lightness on that. Yeah, and just breathe in that for a moment. Okay. I'm going to say it one more time. 99.9% of the time, the thing that you are looping in, that you have massive anxiety about, is not real and true. It's all things that you've created, or your head has created, as a structure that you cannot see beyond. Now, the thing that I think is interesting about this is I don't feel like any of us just sit around and go, oh, I just want to, you know, have anxiety and fears and worries, right? This is actually a structure that you get stuck in. This is not a wrongness of you. Having these anxiety and these overwhelm is not something that is wrong with you. It's because your body, you do not know, you haven't been taught, I'm going to say, to process information correctly. Right? From a very young age, we're taught to process information and identify everything. Okay? And I'm going to challenge that and say that's baloney, because that's not how we as receivers exist in this world. That's why we have such a high incident of depression and overwhelm and you know, people who are not really living a life that works for them, because we have not been taught to process information correctly. Yeah, and take a nice deep breath. So number four is stop looping in the fears and ask some questions. I want you to go back to that question one more time, and I want you to ask that again in your body. Truth, is this going to happen? Put that in there, dot, dot, dot. Or something else. Now, do you feel how light the something else is? Now, I don't know what the something else is. And I had a client the other day, we were talking about this, and she's like, well, what's the something else? I said, I don't know what the something else is. And the thing is you want to stay out of what the something else is. You want to release the outcome. Okay? The universe has 8 million possibilities out there for every single situation. Part of breaking this anxiety cycle is to stop deciding that you have to figure everything out. You have to let that go. And that's going to be number five. You have to stop concluding, stop deciding that you have to know everything. Yeah, take a nice deep breath. The universe has millions of possibilities. Stop deciding you only have one or two options. You know, I get people out of that, okay, that's not going to happen. And then they go right to trying to figure out what it is that's going to happen. No, you don't want to do that. You want to breathe. You want to expand out. You want to pull and receive from the thing that you're having anxiety about, that you're looping in your head. You want to ask the questions, and then you want to go to this space where you just start really living in the possibility of what is possible here. When you receive, you get more and more awareness into your body, not words. Again, no words, it's just information. Then once you get to the space where you're out of conclusion, then you start asking questions. Hey, what is possible here that I've never considered? Just receive that for a moment. What can you do or be to receive change to this with ease? Yeah, and just receive that into your body for a moment. Hey, what would it take for you to have ease in your body with this situation? And receive. And what else can show up to create this as ease? and just receive. And again, no head noise. This is not a trying to figure it out. Breaking the anxiety cycle goes to this place where you have to stop listening to what your head is saying, and you have to get into your body. I feel like if I had a quarter for every single time I said that, every single day, I would make at least a couple dollars more a day. Because not only do I say that to my clients, but sometimes I find myself saying that to other people in my life as well. What else can show up to create this as ease? Just receive that for a moment. Hey, what would it take for this to be ease? And just receive. So what you're doing here is, as you run through these processes, basically, number one, you're breathing. You're connecting to your breath. Number two, you're going to expand out. Number three, you're going to pull. You're going to put it out in front of you. You're going to pull and receive, and you're going to get completely out of your head. Then you're going to ask the question that you've been looping in, right? Ask the direct question. Get over it already. Stop looping in the same thing. Stop being scared about something that's not real and true. Really get that. And number five, stop concluding and get into asking some questions about it. Without receiving the mental answers, just receiving the answers energetically and allowing the universe to show up and have your back. You are not the figure outer of every single problem, issue, upset that's going on in your life or around you. This universe has a million, bajillion possibilities. Every time you have a conclusion, you are boxing yourself into one possible scenario. More than likely, one scenario that isn't even true. I feel a lot of intensity going on right now, and I'm not at all angry about this. It's just one of those things where it's like, we have to learn to show up differently in this world. We have to understand that the way that we have, quote unquote, been doing business as, the way we've been existing in this world, is the reason that we feel so anxious and overwhelmed, because the way that we have been taught to show up here is not real and true for us. You do not have to live in the heavy and hard. And take a nice deep breath. Let's just do a little bit of clearing here. Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And all we're going to do here is, all you have to say is, yes, I choose that now. We're just going to change this energy. And we're just going to vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breath. Now, I called this five life-changing rituals because this is really what this is. This is a daily ritual. This is a really, truly a daily ritual. This is something that you have to learn how to do. It's like just when you were little and you had to get up every single day and you had to write and you had to practice every single day because you needed to learn how to make words. This is the same exact thing. This is a process that if you practice it every single day, and this means that when you get up in the morning, you take some nice deep breaths, you expand out, you take everything that you were worrying about all night long, everything you've been obsessing about, maybe you've been worrying about your child, maybe you've been worrying about your spouse, maybe you've been worrying about your mom, maybe you've been worrying about somebody in your family, maybe you've been worrying about a situation, oh, I'm going to lose my job, or oh, I'm going to this, or oh, and then that, right? You take that situation, whatever situation you're looping in, you put that out in front of you, you pull. Receive. And you look at the direct thing that you've been worrying about. Oh, I'm worried that, my child's going to get, a bad grade, right? And you ask yourself, truth, is my child going to get a bad grade or something else? okay, that is a false worry. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Okay, so what else is possible here I've never considered? What would it take for me to have ease in my body with this situation? What else can show up to create this as ease? What would it take for this to be ease? What can I be aware of to make this be ease? What can I choose to give my body the ease I require? And you just take some nice deep breaths and you stay out of your head. Stay out of your head. Your head does not know any new information. Your head is there purely to identify and to loop you back into things that may or may not be true. Nice deep breath. This is 5 life-changing rituals because you can use this ritual all day long. So you do it for one thing. Then 5 minutes later, you're in the shower and you're starting to worry about something else. Do the same thing. Breathe. Expand. Pull. Put it out in front of you. Pull from behind it, through it, through the space in between. Receive it into your body and being. All you're doing when you're pulling and receiving is receiving information about the thing. You're just allowing yourself to receive information. What this does is it gives you information about whatever it is that you're looping about, whatever you have anxiety about. If this is a long-standing problem, like let's say you always are worrying about one of your children, okay? You put that information out. You put your child out in front of you. You pull and receive. What you're going to start doing is you're start going to be receiving awareness. And again, this is not words. This is like energetic information. And I don't really know how to explain how it's different than words, but it becomes an inner knowing. And that's really the only way I can explain it, is you start to shift from processing information in your brain to the brain head noise to a deep inner knowing. Now, basically, and I remember when I was going through this process myself, I really wanted to know, how do I know the difference? How do I know the difference? How do I know the difference? And it's like, I can't really put words to it, but it kind of shifts from like your brain has a certain level of where it's like, it sounds like something. Where when you shift from the sound to the deep inner knowing, it's like a feeling within your body. It comes from, the information comes from within your body. And when you have an awareness, it has a lightness attached to it. Like all of a sudden, if I'm pulling and receiving from something for days, weeks, maybe I'm really, you know, I really want to quote unquote figure something out, or I'm, and I'm going to say that the more you practice this, the more information comes in, the easier it is. I mean, I haven't looped on something for weeks and I don't even know how long, but it's a process, right? It's a learning process. And what happens is eventually when you've pulled and received enough information, you get this deep inner knowing, and the inner knowing comes with this like whoosh of lightness. And it's like, oh, that's what it is. And that lightness sets you free. Okay. Because it's kind of like, and I was talking to my husband about this the other day. I'm in a place with my business where I've been pulling and receiving from this thing forever, really putting all of the information together, right? Really pulling and receiving from the different aspects. It's like a puzzle piece. And some puzzles are really, really big and they have a lot of different pieces that you have to receive from. And then there's other puzzles that are really, really small, right? And so there is going to be things that come up for you that you're going to receive information on for maybe an hour or two or a day or two. And all of a sudden you're going to get to this deep inner lightness and you're going to be like, oh, that's what it is. And as soon as you get to that deep inner lightness, there's like, it's like a release of it. And you no longer have to have anxiety or worry or overwhelm with the situation because you got to the awareness of the information. And that's where step number 4 and step number 5 come in. Because when you're looping in a situation and you've been looping in it for long enough, right, where it's like, okay, so maybe you're looping in a situation about your health, and after like the 550th time, and sometimes it takes that long, you guys, and I'm going to be 100% honest here. Sometimes it takes, if this is an issue that you worry about on a frequent basis, sometimes it takes 550 times of you asking yourself, truth, am I going to die from this or something else? And the something else is lighter, but you still, I know if you have, like, if this is a big structure, a big construct that you've been looping in for a really, really long time, you're going to go right back to freaking out about it. 100%. I'm not going to even downplay it here, right? But that's why this is life-changing rituals. Okay, because you get the information. Okay, it's not going to kill me. Okay, then you ask the questions, what else is possible here? I've never considered. What can I do, be, or receive to change this to ease? You're just going to ask the questions, right? And you're going to receive the information. What would it take for me to have ease in my body with this situation? What else can show up here to create ease? What would it take for this to be ease? What can I receive to make this be ease? What can I be aware of to make this be ease? What can I choose to give my body the ease I require? Do you see how I'm doing that? Just running through the list. And then 5 minutes later, you may feel yourself right back into that space. And I'm going to tell you that in the beginning, that's the kind of stuff that happens. And you have to go back. Okay. Go back to breathing. Make sure you're expanded. Pull and receive. Ask a direct question. And then go to, what else is possible? Start asking those questions. Now, basically, I have wrote this process out right now on my website, Expand Your Reality Institute, which is my new institute that I just set up recently, www.expandyourrealityinstitute. It's kind of a long one, .com. On Expand Your Reality Institute, on the homepage, you can find down probably about halfway, there is a link to sign up for the free series. And the free series right now is 5 life-changing rituals to release anxiety and overwhelm. Okay. And what there is there is there's another video. There's a video of me talking. There is the sheet, the worksheet that goes over this, that has all of these questions in there. Okay, so you can download the sheet, you can print it off. And then it has a short run through healing process, where basically I'm going to run you through the process so you can listen to that over and over and over and over and over. And here's the thing, the more you do this, the more you do this ritual, the faster you're going to shift from that space of overwhelm to that space of getting into your body and even realizing that you even have choice. And I know I said that at the very beginning of the call. And, you know, the thing is when you do something like this, number one, you change the way your body responds to stressful situations. Okay, you're going to change the way that your body responds to stressful situations. I'm going to say that again. You're going to change the way that your body responds to stressful situations. If you practice this every single day, starting maybe even one or two times a day, to what happens is this becomes kind of an autoresponder way that you respond to things. And what that does is it gets you out of your head and it gets you processing information in your body to give you a new possibility. Then you get to see that you have a choice. You don't have to loop in head noise. And I know that that seems like a weird concept, but most of where you may be functioning right now may be just a space of auto-responding. And you may not understand what that means right now, but when you learn how to process information differently, you get that you never had a choice. freak out may be the only choice that you have available to you. Because again, this is what this reality has taught you how to do. This reality teaches you how to overprocess information with a system that does not understand energy. Nice deep breath. You know, I work with people all the time, and sometimes it takes us months and months and months to realize that we never had a choice in what we were doing and where we were functioning. And it's probably one of the most rewarding things that I do is when I talk to somebody and they say, oh my gosh, I finally seen the choice. I seen the choice that was available to me. For the first time, I realized I have a choice in this situation. And that is probably one of the most magical places in life. And when you can see that you have a choice and you can look at the choices that are available to you and you choose which one is light, it starts to free your life in places and spaces that I really can't even explain. I feel so blessed and honored to be able to do this work and to be able to share these messages and to be able to teach people how to shift from the places of anxiety and overwhelm to really living in the flow of ease of life. And I know that what you may be thinking is, oh, well, the flow of ease of life isn't for me. I'll never get to that space. And I know that you may be thinking that because I hear people tell me that all the time, and I personally have been there before as well. I've been in that place where I've heard that continuous head noise tell me that you're never going to get there. Okay, that's fine. That person can do it. So-and-so can do it, but not you. You don't get there. You can't have that. You can't choose that. You can't be that. And I'm here to tell you right now that you can. It is available to you. Does it take a little bit of work? Absolutely, positively. But you know, I want to share with you, I just recently opened my Expand Your Reality Institute, and this is why I opened my Expand Your Reality Institute. I have things in there right this very moment that you can listen to, and it will change the way that you are processing information. It does not have to be hard. It does not have to be a struggle. And I know that it feels like, oh yeah, right, not for me. I always have to struggle. I get it. And that too is a system. And you can sign up right this very moment for my Expand Your Reality Institute. You can go in there and you can actually listen to something that can create ease and will actually clear out these spaces and places where you are identifying with the struggle and actually give you a different possibility just by listening to this audio. Now, if you've been listening to a radio show for a while, you know that just by listening, you're changing, right? You're processing situations differently. You may not be feeling so over emotional as you always have been. Life may be showing up differently. And let me tell you that the Expand Your Reality Institute has things in there that go a lot deeper than what I've been doing on the radio show. Now I do a lot of shifting and changing, but the Expand Your Reality Institute has a ton of deep life-changing information, and literally all you have to do is listen. Right now you can join the Expand Your Reality Institute. Today is May. What is the date today? May, I think it's the 28th or 29th, 29th, May 29th, 2019. And right this very moment, you can join my Expand Your Reality Institute for $36 a month or $333 for the whole year. And let me tell you what, it will change the way that you are showing up. It will change the way that you are processing information. It will change your life. And right now, there is probably pretty close to about 100 hours of audio. There's worksheets. There's all kinds of things in there that are going to truly change the way that you process information. And I'm offering it at such a low price right now. There's actually a program in there, almost the complete program, that I once sold for $1,200 about 4 years ago. And that program, I still get tons of people who'll tell me how much that program changed their life. And right now you can have access to that for $36 a month. You know, I do this because I get how hard life can be when you're functioning in the space of form, structure, and significance. And when you get out of that, everything changes. So you can find that at www.expandyourreality.com. ExpandYourRealityInstitute.com, and you can sign up right there for the free series, or you can sign up for the membership portal for only $36 a month, $333 for the year, and you can get that full life change that you've been looking for. And you know, we are actually today actually is our very, very, very first live group call. So I am going to be doing 2 live group calls a month. And if you're in the membership portal, you get to be part of the VIP community forum. And in that community forum, we can connect, you can ask questions, you can share awarenesses, you can share stories, you can share all kinds of stuff in there with the other people in the community. And you get to be live with me 2 times a month. You can ask questions. You can get facilitation, you can tell me what's going on, and I can give you free advice. Again, that's part of the Expand Your Reality membership portal, and again, you can join that for only $36 a month. I really, truly love the work that I do, and within this membership portal is really kind of my way to give back, but also gives me an opportunity to be supported by those who love what I'm doing, so I can have more time to create content, so I can have more time to kind of step away and create more life-changing information. So my goal for this next year is I'm going to really, really, truly be putting a lot of time and space into this membership portal. This is going to be the consciousness hub. This is going to be the go-to place when you're really, really looking for extreme consciousness and life change. So I do expect that this next year that this portal is going to really take off, laying this foundation down and really moving forward. I can see how fast I'm going to be able to collect new information to bring it to the masses to really truly explode consciousness and awareness. So if you're ready, please join me, expandyourrealityinstitute.com. I appreciate you listening to me today, and I hope this show helped you. And again, if you just want the free series that I talked about today, you can go right to the homepage, sign up for the 5 life-changing rituals, and immediately get the free call, the free worksheet, and the free healing call that you can listen to run through situations. And the more that you do this process, the more you're going to feel your life change, the faster you're going to shift from that anxiety and overwhelm to the space of knowing. So thank you so much for listening to me today, and I look forward to connecting to you. You can also connect to me on my website, www.jamiebates.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you later. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.